Well, Gary, it's really great to get to this stage of this famous competition, and no doubt you want to negotiate another hurdle to get through to what would be the quarterfinals.
Yeah, Chris, another big game to look forward to in Castle Park. And looking forward to it we are, and it's definitely another hurdle, and we'll get into the unknown again, so we'll prepare as best as we can and give it a crack.
Well, last time out, you thumped Montpellier FC of Dublin 6-0. I don't think anybody could really have forecast such a scoreline. But one thing is for sure, this time out, it's going to be an awful lot tougher.
Yeah, look, the reports we got back from Montpellier was that they were a very decent side, played some lovely football. They were unbeaten in so many games and won in cups and leagues the last number of years. So, look, much the same this time, but probably with more quality by all accounts. This team seemed to be very good. They have a couple of very good players that we're aware of, played at senior level, and they've got to the last four of the competition. Last year, the goalkeeper got sent off early in the game. It was probably the cause of them being knocked out in the semi-final. So look, we're well aware of what's coming to Castle Park on Sunday.
Yeah, so have you actually had them watched, or is it people that you know down in Galway who've given you the background?
Yeah, we've got them watched, and we've got a few match analysis of different leagues and different teams that have played them the last maybe 4 to 6 weeks. So we've done as much as we possibly can, Chris, on them.
Yeah, when we were looking forward to the previous game, I spoke to you about the strength of the personnel on the bench and how important it can be. And I suppose when you're coasting to victory or your 4 or 5 goes up, you can take people off the bench for a different reason. This time around, you know, somebody coming off the bench could be key. It could be somebody who could be a game changer, or somebody who can help you maybe employ different tactics. So different options. It's vital to have that variety of players as backup there on the bench.
Yeah, without a doubt. Look, and we have a number of them for the first time in a long time in Castle Park, that we have a bit of depth in the squad. And good depth it is as well in different areas. Like we were in Glengad last Sunday in the league, and we took a player off the bench and won us the game. So that's where we're at, and long may it last.
Yeah, and that win over Glengad, a key victory there. You're second in the Premier League at the moment. I think it's unbeaten in 10 games, 5 behind Mayville, 2 games in hand. You know, it's hard to beat that winning momentum. You're going into this game full of confidence.
Okay, without a doubt, we've done a lot of talking here about Salt Hill and opponents and all that, but look, the group of players that I have in the changing room at the minute are as honest and hard-working as you'll get, and I have no doubt come Sunday these boys will empty everything that they have for the cause, and if that's good enough to bring us to the next round, well, so be it, and if it's not, we'll wish Salt Hill the best of luck in the next round.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to instill a belief in your players that, you know, no matter who they're playing, you know, you can be good enough. Certainly your form suggests it, so you've every reason to go in there on a very positive note and not fearing the opposition.
No, without a doubt. Look, if you go into all games, but more so in the league, you're looking at form, but we're in all the cups. We've still got an outside chance in the league. So when you're looking at your form, going into big games, look, that's something that has to be taken serious. Our form's as good at the minute, but like as I said to the boys last week, it can change just like that. Football's a cruel sport at times, but look, when you're winning, you got to enjoy it and you got to embrace the challenges that come with winning games and being successful.
Now, it's a 1:30 start at Castle Park, extra time and penalties if necessary. If memory serves me right, you won the Ulster Junior Cup last time out with a penalty shootout, so somebody like Rory Kelly can really come into his own if called upon.
Yeah, hey, we all know what Rory's capable of when it comes to the penalty shootouts. That was a great day for us in McGinn Park against either that day, a great final, and we won it in penalties, and obviously Rory was a hero that day. He saved, I think it was 3 and scored 1. So look, coming to the penalties, we know Kelly will give us a chance of saving 1 or 2, that's for sure.
And finally, Gary, home draw, great to get it again, and can the crowd there, can they be the 12th man?
Of course. There was big numbers in Castle Park against Montpellier. We were 3 up at half-time, but look, the crowd up at the upper end of the road was magnificent and cheered the lads on, and and that helps him, young and old. It drives you on that extra bit. But the people in the town have been brilliant to the club so far since I've come in, and given everything that we've asked, and helped us along, and turned up the big games and supported us, and keep saying good things about us. So hopefully they can do the same on Sunday.